Right now, all high school students must attend at least 90% of classes to receive credit. If they miss more than that, they must create a plan with the school's principal to complete missed work and lessons. If they don't, they risk failing the class or grade. But under the new attendance requirements, all students, kindergarten through 12th grade, must meet that 90% attendance mark. Debbie Ratcliffe with the Texas Education Agency says the change promotes more consistent learning among students.
It's hard for students to learn if they're not in school. And if they have a lot of absences, the gaps in their knowledge make it difficult for them to earn good grades. So I think it's just another way to encourage children to be at school.
But according to the Texas Education Agency's written interpretation of laws passed in the most recent legislative session, there's another impact to the expansion of the attendance requirements. It ensures students aren't taken out of class for tutoring or test preparation. Victor Obaski used to work for the legislature. He's now an urban policy researcher at UT. The requirements are similar to a bill former State Senator Florence Shapiro introduced in the 2011 legislative session. Here's Obaski reading the bill's analysis written by Shapiro.
The practice of pulling students from fine arts and other enrichment classes for tutoring on the tax, now STAR, has become increasingly widespread. Sometimes for as much as half or more of the days the classes are offered, students are receiving grades and class credit for courses they do not attend, and they are missing out on the valuable knowledge that these courses provide.
Obaski says the requirements are more a clarification than a major policy change, but the clarification may cause elementary and middle schools to pay more attention to the amount of times students are actually in class. For younger students, chronic absenteeism is the responsibility of parents. House Bill 5 does not change truancy laws, which say a parent can be charged with a criminal offense if their child has 10 or more absences within 6 months. Kate McGee, KUT News.